RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time, so Evan Giddings is in for Goo today, and let's welcome in Dan Devone, who'll be taking you home from 2 to 6. What's up, Dan? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Steiny? How are things?
Things are good. Things are good. Got the shopping done. Going to get home and relax and, I guess, watch Cal.
Listen to the Devone show from 2 to 6.
I'll be in my car for a good
Dan
chunk
Devone
of it.
Show. Yeah, Melik Kalikimaka.
There you go. Good job, Holly boy.
Appreciate it.
You're learning.
That means Merry Christmas, Steiny.
I know it does, and I was better at you than naming the seven Hawaiian islands.
That's true.
He forgot Niihau.
Ah, well, that's easy to forget because it's inhabit or there's nobody living on the island, right?
I think it's just Niihauans. Like regular people aren't
allowed.
Can't go there.
I thought that was Ellison's Island, the one that
that's Lanai.
The one that I know what it's called. I'm saying the one that nobody's allowed on.
Niihau is the one that nobody's allowed on.
Yeah.
And then there's also one that's...
There's Molokai, which was the leopard colony at one point.
And I think they used it as a bombing site, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Good knowledge, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. you're proud of yourself today,
man. Hey, explain
man.
What's going on with Draymond that's happened in the last 10 minutes in Kerr.
Can we talk about...
Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't give a rat's behind.
Can we talk about your son here, your surrogate
sure.
kid, and what
yeah.
the hell happened the other night?
Pretty special.
I mean, just walk me through, because I haven't talked to him since then.
Yeah, I got a text from him. I think Pasta told on me. So.
Oh, Pasta's hair was on fire. It's like, you know, he hit me up all caps. He's like, you won't believe what happened. And I just like, oh, Jesus, did Matt Nahegan, you know, suffer a heart attack? What's going on?
He might have.
Yeah. So walk me through this. So did you have any idea you were calling the game that night?
Yeah, he called me Sunday morning or midday-ish, long Saturday night. So I woke up a bit in a haze. And I think I told these guys, but it's like anytime you get a call from the boss on Sunday, you think you messed up. And so I was like, oh, what's going on? And he just goes, hey, what do you do tomorrow night? I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching Philip Rivers try to beat the Niners. I don't know. And he says, you want to call the Warriors Magic game? I'm like, oh yeah, my God, lost for words. I probably was the most nervous the moment I found out, as opposed to, you know, when tip-off happens or you get into the pregame show and commercial stuff like that. Just, I was like, holy bleep.
So how did this perfect storm come about? So obviously, Roy wasn't available, and I'm assuming Kevin Dana.
Yeah, so Roy, I think it's public. I can say his granddaughter had a child.
Okay.
Or sorry, his daughter had his grandchild. So he was there with her, everything.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's great. Baby's awesome. And KD, Dana, was doing a G League showcase that he does every single year. So, and he actually called me last night, too, to see how it was. And then from there, I don't know. I could have been the third choice, 10th, 15th. To me, doesn't really matter. You asked me to do the game, I want to do it. So I get there. Well, first I asked for the day off because I had like 24 hours to prep. Never done an NBA game before. I know how to prep for
you
a game.
You had to ask for it and Hagen didn't give it to you?
Well, he asked if I wanted to come in on Monday and if I wanted to produce or if I wanted the day off. And I said, I would like to have the day off. Just because, no disrespect, but I wouldn't have been thinking about the show. Like, I wouldn't have been thinking about the show whatsoever. So
I'll refrain from the one-liner.
Which one?
You wouldn't have been doing it anyway. Even when you're not doing the Warriors games, you're not really engaged in the show.
What are you? Well, you actually would have needed your hand held on Monday because there was no football game to react to, which okay. Then you spent talking about the Warriors game anyway, so you didn't even need a football game.
There's a lot going on with the Warriors these days.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
Okay, so go ahead.
So then I get to the
What was the moment where you're like, holy crap. So you're not on the floor, right? They don't put you guys on the floor.
No, I'm up in the, it's like right above the lower bowl. I think that's also where Fitz and Kalena, their booth is adjacent to the radio one. So, and I also found out I wouldn't have a color commentator. Like Tolbert had the day scheduled off, which actually didn't necessarily mind. Not because he's a bad guy, just
I would think that's easier for basketball.
Basketball,
right?
Radio play-by-play is very fast, and having an extra voice, especially because I'd never done one before or worked with him, I think it would have been an extra variable. So.
What's good about Tolbert is that he gets in and out. He jabs.
He's great.
Kalena, you would have been screwed.
you got to be careful, man. Kalena was actually really nice.
No,
he came into the booth and said congratulations, all that. But I don't know. I think. Like, the nervousness started to sort of wane, I would say, about an hour before I even left. Like, when I was driving to the arena, it was fine, because you walk in, you go through the media spot, and then RC, the producer and engineer there, the director, really, he just kind of took me through everything, a lot of different reads, a lot of papers, and it, you know, if I got any questions, I just would ask him.
So the transition was pretty seamless. Did you have the replay monitor, which I'm assuming you didn't have?
Yeah. No. I mean, I could see the telecast. Yeah. So, but whatever was on there.
We were listening to you on Saturday. You went from women's St. Mary's basketball to the show, basically.
Yeah, and then I think my next men's broadcast for St. Mary's is a week or 8 days from now. So I have two more games, Seattle and then Portland on the 2nd and the 4th.
Did you have like a signature call, like a cheesy?
No, that's not. No. It's not really my style.
Well, although it sounds like you might have borrowed one.
What do you mean?
Did you say tic tac toe?
He did.
Yeah,
I heard tic tac toe.
Yeah, that's a Fitz. That's pretty much a Fitz original.
I don't know if you can give that to Fitz. I'm gonna be honest. Like I might have taken that from somebody unconsciously. I love Fitz, but I don't. I don't think.
Did you do anything like he made that one from Castro Valley?
No, I said he made a 28-footer because Noah can see. That's, right. That's radio.
Well, let me ask Devone this.
By the way, tic-tac-toe is a... Like, it was a quick 1-2-3 pass. It's actually appropriate.
I know what it is.
Yeah, well, apparently you don't because he gave it to Fitz.
I'm more interested in Devone here because Dan and I go way back. I think I've told this story before. It must have been in the mid... I moved out here in 90. That's when we played basketball together.
Yeah.
And then I was covering the Warriors, but it was Key Arena up in Seattle. Peyton and Kemp, I think, were on the team. And I'm covering the Warriors one night. It must have been late 90s, or you're going to have to tell me.
So I wasn't there with Kemp, so it might have been early 2000s?
That would make sense. Okay, that would make sense. And so I cover a Warrior game. I'm sure they lost. They never beat the Sonics up there. And I go back to my room, and I put on the local news, like KTVU, and I see Devone doing sports. And I was like, I know that dude. I played ball with that dude like 5 years. It must have been 5 or 10 years ago. And so was that like your...
No, so I went Fresno.
Okay.
And that was... So I was in Fresno with Jerry Tarkanian and doing that whole thing. And then I was on my way to CNN. Was really invested in sports at the time. And they flew me out to CNN. And I'll never forget, they put me up in the Omni, which is where CNN is located, right? And I had this suite which had this panoramic view, and everywhere I looked, I saw CNN shows. Like, I saw Geraldo live, and I was like, it's so damn intimidating. And I was like, yeah, dude, this is it. I'm talking in front of the world. And so I had my agent. I'm like, just let's lock this up. He's like, well, just hold on. He's like, someone's interested in you, Seattle. Do me a favor, just take a flight out there. And this is like in December. I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going out to Seattle and freezing my butt off. Just go get an offer from them and let me bump the offer up at CNN. So I go out to Seattle and I'm there for 24 hours. It's the Apple Cup. It's Washington versus Washington State. That Saturday for my interview, right? They happen to be playing. So I get there and the news director... They had just blown the whole place up. So the news director was new, young guy. We were all young. Everybody was coming there for the first time in terms of all the new hires, new weathermen, new producers, new sports, new anchors. I come down to the lobby because I'd just done this at CNN, and I know how this works, right? I'm in my power suit and tie. I'm ready to go and have this silly conversation and sell myself. So I meet the guy in the lobby of my hotel. I'm in my tie, and he's like, dude, you're way overdressed, man. He's like, go throw on something more comfortable. We go to a bar, FX Mercouri's, and we sit there and watch the Apple Cup. And we're there for like 4 hours. And I don't talk job once. We're just throwing back pictures. Literally, we're just getting smashed. And he drops me off at the hotel. The last thing he says is like, you seem like a good dude. And he's like, this is going to be a cool experience if you want to work here. And he just sped off. And he just like, we laughed about it afterwards. His name's Todd Mokhtar. He runs NBC down in Los Angeles now. He's like, yeah, my thinking at the time was like, I just wanted to work with good people. Like, I'd seen your tape, man. He's like, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if we were going to hang, that we could go get cocktails after the show. Because that's what I did back in the day. Like, that's, you know, after a show, you're out and about. But yeah, so that's how I ended up in Seattle. So I told CNN. I was like, yeah, no, I think I'm going up to Seattle, man. Plus, I was doing one show. I was the guy. I was doing one show at 10 o'clock, and then I would just, like, have the whole day at CNN because it's global, right?
Like, you would have had to be in a studio for 8 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're doing crazy, like, at 2 in the morning because you're the low man on the totem pole. So,
and then how long were you in Seattle?
14 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Through, like, 2020 or something like that?
No. So I was there through 15,
okay.
14, yeah.
Hey, Dan Devone, this is your life.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, no, he's a man of mystery. He's got a lot going on.
We had some of this the other night when you blew us off for a cocktail.
Yeah, well, I had to leave early.
Not that early. You literally could have waited 20 minutes, but...
we'll make it happen.
And then the night could have taken you back to Balboa Cafe.
You went old school.
Oh, that I had to drag him there, man.
Yeah.
I go stomping ground because I don't go out. I'm like, if I'm going out, I'm going to end up there. So
when we're driving by and he goes, hey, you see that side street? I'm like, oh, yeah, I try and park down there, and there's nothing every single time I come to the marina. He goes, yeah, that was where my first apartment was.
Yeah, Pixley. That's
where outside the triangle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right outside the cafe.
They still call it the triangle?
I don't know. I've never heard it.
Well, it's because it's just the Balboa Cafe. I don't know what.
Is it just that corner?
Was the Golden Gate Grill still there?
No.
Dude. It was the other one.
I went on Chestnut Street, and I was like, where's the Chestnut Street Bar and Grill?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're driving down through the marina, and Devone's just, what the hell is going on here?
How about Mauna Loa? Is that still there?
Mauna Loa is still there.
Mauna Loa, yeah. I like that. When you're listening to the 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You want to hear something interesting?
Yeah,
I got to believe this is right. I'm looking at Tim Kawakami of SF Standards Twitter, and he's retweeted Monty Poole, who works for NBC Sports Bay Area, so there was a lot going on at practice today. This is a quote from Steve Kerr on Draymond Green. Draymond told me, this year, I'll go to the bench if you need me to. I know what Draymond is about. He's about winning. That's not even a consideration for me right now because I'm really excited about this starting lineup. Steph, Draymond, Moses, Jimmy, and Quentin Post.
Well, there's two things. Number one, if you think that lineup's the best, go with it. But to not even consider a difference, I think that's... we were talking about it during the commercial break. That along with, I think he also mentioned, to kind of paraphrase, I'm committed to making sure that Draymond retires a Warrior. You know, that's what he's... Sounds to me like he's committed more to his relationship with Draymond Green than he is to the success of the team. You know, if he thinks that Draymond really is the most important part, or one of them, then I get it. But lately, the numbers and the performance of your team would tell you something completely different.
Am I missing something here? Are we at a consensus where Draymond should be at the bench? Because I'm still with Kirk, because I know he's had a rough patch here. But your best lineup includes Draymond Green. I get it. He hasn't been playing well. But you can't tell me that basketball team is better without Draymond Green.
Well, not without, but...
I mean, less minutes are coming off the bench or in a limited role.
I mean, I don't think that's... I mean, what's he averaging, 28 minutes a night, something like that?
27.
27.
I don't think it's crazy to drop him down to 25.
22?
I think... So Kerr's saying that's their best lineup right now?
He's saying that's the starting lineup they're going with.
Well, okay, yeah, so is he clearly qualifying that? Because if they're healthy, I got to think the best lineup includes Horford and De'Anthony Melton once they take him off a limited, off of restrictions in terms of his minutes, that he's at the number two. And if Horford's good to go, he's got to be in the middle, right? Like if those guys are healthy and you're starting the postseason, I'm rolling those five out.
Yeah, I think that would be the plan to close with, certainly.
But he's also, I think, got a good out by thinking they are on minutes restrictions, which means Horford's not going to play back-to-backs, and maybe Melton's got some of his own, so he'll be like, see, I don't have to start them, because then that's going to ensure that I'm going to have to change it all the time, the games that they don't play. So I think Melton and Horford are in the plans, but I could see neither of them starting at any point for a consistent amount of time, because I don't know if they're going to be able to play consistently.
I mean, I also think this is consistent with what Kerr has basically felt about Draymond their entire relationship as head coach and player, which is he's worth it. He's worth all the extra stuff. He's worth walking off the bench at the 8:30 mark of the third quarter and basically taking himself out of the game because he was pissed off that Kerr had something to say to him in a timeout. He's fine with, you know, the off-court crap that he's done in the past and will probably continue to do because he's Draymond Green.
How did you handle that, by the way?
What do you mean?
How did you handle his departure? What did someone have to give you a... What, did someone blow in your ear and say, by the way, Draymond's out of
there? Oh, man, Cedric, dude, I was a coward. I'm not going to lie. The thing about it was, is my first broadcast I'm filling in, I saw it, but you don't know what's happening. Right. You know, I noticed Moses Moody was in the middle of the huddle, and then Draymond walked to the locker room. But I don't know if that was because he was injured. I didn't know if that was because you, maybe you're going to the bathroom. I didn't know. So, all right, next break. You know, God, I forget it. Gary Payton II is checked in for Draymond Green. All right, play. And then after, I would say, several more minutes going to the fourth quarter, I just kept reiterating that Draymond had not played since the 8:30 mark. And once I saw it on Twitter, I asked people in the booth if that's something we should talk about. But again, it's on Twitter and it's from a fan, so it's all speculatory. You don't have confirmation that they're actually in disagreement and that Draymond has been sent off or took himself out of the game. So I didn't really touch it.
Well, it was very inconspicuous.
That's usually Devone's role. He's got his phone on the whole show.
I mean, the bottom line is that, like, when he walked off the court, he was very composed. You know what I mean? So he might have been gone to the bathroom. If you didn't see every detail in the huddle, you might have just said he was, yeah, he'll be back. Guys go into the locker room here and there.
In the fourth quarter, he's on the bench, and he's still got his warm-ups on. Which he did.
To me, it was really reminiscent of when it is that when he went after Kevin Durant. And it's obviously two entirely different scenarios. But when you're trying to figure out, all right, what the hell's going on, and you're just trying to read the tea leaves. Remember, it was Klay Thompson that got up. Yeah. And you're like, this is kind of weird. And he sat in between those two.
That's right.
And then there was DeMarcus Cousins, like, calm down. So you knew something volatile was taking place. Obviously, we didn't know verbatim what was being said. But this was sort of similar to that, because all of a sudden you're like, okay, why is Moses Moody calming down Draymond? This must be something. And then Jerry Stackhouse is like the coolest dude on the planet, man. Like when he's like, bro, chill, like, uh-oh, okay, something's up. Yeah, so you're reading all the peripheral pieces.
It reminded me more of Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler a couple years ago.
Haslam?
Yeah, when, like, I guess Spoelstra was like, what are you going to do, fight me? You're going to beat me up or something like that? And Butler was like going back and, I want to say Butler got penalized for that.
Yeah, but that's the Miami Heat.
I know.
And no one's above. Well, what was the, oh God, there was that quote. I forget if it was from Haslam or maybe it was D. Wade was talking about his time in Miami. And he said, Pat Riley literally came down and, because it was, no, it had to be Wade. Because the Heatles were just starting. Spoelstra was a young head coach. And everyone was wondering, are you going to make a move? Like, this coach, he just doesn't have it. And I think it was in 2012 after they had lost in the finals. And Pat Riley basically came down to the locker room and said, I will trade any one of you before I fire Eric Spoelstra. And that's just how they do business. That's just how Pat Riley does things. It's like, you will not question someone that I have put in a position of power as opposed to the Warriors, which is, well, basically Draymond can do whatever he wants.
You know, what's interesting, you mentioned Jimmy Butler. I'm kind of curious how he's digesting all of this.
Me too.
Because he's usually the eye of the storm, right?
He just came from Miami, where they have a czar as their president.
But he's like now taking a back seat to all this. I'm just curious his take of like, oh, this is what it looks like from the back seat when somebody else is getting into it with the coach and just how he's processing all of this.
Well, interestingly, with Butler, like he hasn't been quoted in 10 days at least.
Yeah.
So he hasn't talked to the media.
He hasn't spoke since he started shooting again.
That's right.
Quote unquote.
That's right. So I wonder what Butler thinks of Draymond.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated.
Yeah, I am
about
too.
That.
And whether the Butler trying to reach out to Kuminga is Butler's way of saying I'm okay if we move toward this guy rather than Draymond. I don't know. I don't know. I do think it's one of those things where there's a lot going on and we probably know about a third of it.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's the kind of guy who he's very straightforward. If you're winning, everything is fine. It's all good. But they haven't really been winning. You know, they've been up and down and he's been a part of it in and out. I wonder if he's, he lost his joy, reclaimed his joy when he got to the Warriors. Is his joy still there? You know, what is...
You know, he's one of the most stoic cats on the floor, though, you know? He's not a guy who's getting into it. He's not chirping with refs.
No, he didn't say much to refs at all.
With other players. So there's got to be... He's in. I'd like to know what this guy, how he's wired, because there must be something... There's obviously something there, but you would never know it if you just watched him on the floor. He's the antithesis of Steph and Draymond And going back to the days of Iguodala, where there was this culture of all we do is sort of be and moan, right? That's sort of the Warriors. And I'm not dogging the Warriors, but I'm just telling you from afar, the Warriors complain more than anybody. And he's never fit that mode in terms of star players.
No, he doesn't. I'll bet you he's gotten less than double-digit technical fouls in his career.
No, because it costs,
one or two a
it
year.
Costs you a point. One like or two in his a mind, year, that's maybe. Probably how he thinks.
I know.
I wonder, though, because maybe it might have been Goose.
Like, I do love his demeanor on the court. I really do, no doubt.
He's not demonstrative at all. He's also like that whenever he does media. He never makes a stink. He never will just publicly thrash or take a flamethrower to somebody. He just doesn't talk.
Well, that's why he's so fascinating. So where does all the venom come from? There's something we're missing here. Like, there's another shoe that's dropping that we're not privy to, right?
Well, you always find out in the aftermath. Like, you know, still the fateful day in Minnesota where he takes the third-string players against Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and the other starters and kicks their ass as he's MFing the GM the entire time of the practice, saying, why are you paying these guys? I should be the guy who you should pay. You know, and of course he gets traded a few days later, but we found out about that practice after he got dealt. After it was all over. I think he's pretty good at keeping whatever is actually pissing him off, or maybe not pissing him off, but whatever he's thinking about or ruminating on, he keeps that pretty close to the vest.
J.J. Redick tells a funny story. Remember they had their podcast, and they used to play together in Philadelphia. And he's telling, because he's good friends with Jimmy Butler, he's like, man, remember when you hijacked that players-only meeting and you just went after everybody? And then you went after T.J. McConnell. It's like, dude, that wasn't cool, man. It's T.J. McConnell. Like, what's wrong with you?
All right. That's going to do it.
Now what the hell am I going to do for 4 hours?
Jeff Perlman coming up?
I know, but only
I like him.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, actually, what time is he coming up? Do you know?
2:30.
Oh, right off the bat. All right. Well,
wait, is it 2:30?
Yeah, 2:30. All right, well, we got to go, man.
Go for 2:30 and then a little replay. Replay at 5:30. All right. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Dan DeVoe next. All right. Take care.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.